Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. I am your host, Dave Weichach. This is the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and today we're going to be talking about a subject that I feel pretty strongly about, and it's really hard to be successful as a realtor. It's hard to find success in this industry, and that runs contrary, I think, to what you see portrayed on television shows and, in some cases, social media and what people post, but the truth of the matter is, if you want to have great success in this industry, it starts with having a plan. You need to have a crafted approach to how you're going to do everything day to day. And having that plan, a big part of the plan is having a schedule and getting on track with what it is that you want to do. And I think the most important thing about your plan is you have to be able to commit to it and put it into action. It shocks me how many people I see who I think are talented people, smart people, who I look at and they're struggling. And it's one of those things, they'll complain about how difficult life is and how bad their job is, and they just can't catch a break and they're struggling. And I see those things and it kind of makes me upset, because especially when I see them on social media, I have a burning desire to post when people talk about how unhappy they are or about how difficult their life is. I have a desire to post. What are you doing about it? Because it's usually, you know, a lot of times it's the same people, and they're posting about their struggles and about their hardships and about this. And I'm not saying that those things aren't real, and I'm not saying that things aren't more difficult now than ever before. And in many cases, they are. But what are you actually doing to make a change in your life? I see this all the time. I see people who are willing to work two terrible jobs, but they won't commit or they won't dedicate themselves to get the training necessary or take an opportunity that is presented to them to give them a chance to have one really great job. You know, I'm a sports guy, and you know, I was a football player and I coached football for a little bit. And they say, you know, when you have two quarterbacks, it means you don't have one. And I think about it, I think jobs are the same way. Like, if you have to have two or three jobs to survive, it's because your main job isn't good enough. So what are you doing to challenge yourself, or what are you doing to address that fact? You have to have a plan. That's where it starts. The troublesome part is, I think a lot of people in their profession, and especially in real estate, I think it's true, people think they work really, really hard. And the truth of the matter is, most people don't. I have a little bit of experience in corporate America prior to getting into real estate. And, you know, one of my all-time favorite movies is Office Space, because in one of the interviews there, it talks about, like, they say, well, what do you do here every day at work? And the main character says, at the end of the day, what it boils down to is I do just enough not to get fired. And that stuck with me. I thought that was something that was really interesting, because I think there's a lot of people today in corporate America, or working a job anywhere really, and that's the approach that they take. They do just enough work not to get fired. And what I'm telling you is, if that's your approach in your job, or if that's the level of commitment that you're willing to give to your job, one, maybe you're in the wrong job, and two, you're definitely not working as hard as you think you are. And I see it in real estate frequently. I see realtors talk to me about it all the time. They say, geez, I hope I get this listing. I hope I get a little bit busier this summer. I hope a couple of my buddies want to start buying houses. But hope isn't a plan, you know, and you have to have a plan. You have to have something that you can hold yourself accountable to. You have to create steps that you can follow every day that's dedicated to things like lead generation and client follow-up and those types of things. You can't get upset for not getting the results for the work that you didn't do, right? You have to put the time in, you have to put the effort in. And it's shocking to me because, especially in real estate, there's so many people out there that are willing to help you. I remember I went to a real estate convention one time when I opened up the company. It was the first time I ever attended this convention. There were thousands of realtors there. And the keynote speaker came on and she was in a room with a couple thousand realtors. And the purpose was to tell everyone in the room about how she became so successful in real estate. And she was up in front of this room for an hour and she had PowerPoint slides and she literally went through step by step everything that she did for an entire year. And then she provided people with the results that happened. She said, look, when I did this, this is where I started. And then when I started doing this, these are the changes that I started to notice. So I did this in January, this in February. This is the approach that I take for buyer representation. This is the approach that I started taking for seller representation. This is how I host open houses. These are the things I say. This is how I advertise them. I mean, she went through a slide deck of probably 50 to 60 slides about every single thing that she did to take her career to the next level. And I'd never seen anything like it before. So I remember sitting in the audience at the time and I was trying to take as many notes as I could. I could barely keep up. My hand was getting sore. I was trying to write down all these great ideas that she was telling everybody in the room. She was about 3/4 of the way through her presentation and she said, you know, if you're trying to take notes, you can stop. Just come see me at the end of this presentation, give me your email, and I'll send you the slide deck, and I'll send you the recording of what I'm talking about today. And it really blew my mind. So it was one of those things, I wanted the information. I also wanted to talk to her when she was done with her presentation. So I went up to her at the end and I said, you know, does it concern you at all that you stood in front of a room full of realtors who are basically trying to do what you're doing, and you just told them everything? You were an open book. You gave them every tool that they need to succeed. And are you concerned at all that might, you know, impact your business? Now, she wasn't a realtor in Pennsylvania. She was from outside the area, but you get the concept, right? I mean, she's basically saying, this is the secret to success and I'm handing it to you. And at the end of the presentation, she talked to me and she said something that stuck with me to this day. It was very powerful. She said, I'm never afraid to tell realtors what I do because I know factually that 99% of them won't even attempt to do it. And it just blew me away because I think there's so many resources out there to help people be successful and people just, they don't want it. You know, real estate coaching is a big thing. I'm a believer that you need to be coached. And I'm shocked with how many people think, one, they don't need coaching, and two, they don't even want it. And I say it all the time, like if Tiger Woods had a swing coach, you need a business coach or you need a real estate coach. If Tom Brady had a quarterback's coach, you need a coach too. And the fact is, the best people in the industry, they want to be coached. They want to be challenged because once you become great at what it is that you're doing, the improvements at that point, they're small, they're in the margins and they're easy to miss. And it's not until someone else sees what you're doing that they could say, hey, you know, I think if you incorporated this, or I think if you changed this, you could take it to the next level. And so many people don't want to hear it. They don't want to entertain that idea. And I think it's something where I think as realtors, as business people in general, if you humble yourself and you're willing to hear other ideas and you're willing to take a real critical look at your business and what you're doing, there's always room to improve. There's always ways to get better. And if you're willing to do those things, the sky's the limit for where you're going to go. But if you have a closed mind and you're afraid to challenge yourself and you're afraid to look at those things, the results you're getting now, it's probably going to be the results you're going to get until you're ready to make that change. And if you're not happy with where you are in life, that's a real challenge because we only get one shot at this thing. So my thing today, if I could tell you anything, it would be if you want to find true success, if you want to find true happiness, If you want to be the best version of yourself, make a plan, commit to doing it, accept challenges, and the best for you is yet to come. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.